So today, as we celebrate Intercultural Neighboring Sunday, we are called to reflect on the rich tapestry of cultures that make up our church and our wider community. The theme of the 17th Assembly of Uniting Church in Australia, Threads of Love, Weaving Christ's Love Across Cultures and Boundaries, invites us to consider how we can reach out beyond our familiar circles and embrace the diversity that surrounds us. This timeless tale, The Prodigal Son in Luke 15, can offer profound insights into the very essence of Intercultural Neighboring Sunday, particularly through the actions of the Father, a model of forgiveness, reconciliation, and unconditional love. Let's look at this story again. A young guy asks for his inheritance early and leaves home. He wastes all his money and ends up broke. Pam, if your son wastes your all money and ends up broke, and how can you do for him?
He already did that.
Okay. And Brian, how can you do that for your son? Good father. Wow. If I was the father, I grab a stick and then if I was the father, I would be very upset anyway. Feeling ashamed and desperate, he goes back home, thinking he will be treated like a servant. But his dad runs out to greet him, hugs him, oh my goodness, and throws a big party to celebrate his return. Is it possible? Is it possible? But he did it. Meanwhile, the older brother, who stayed home and did everything right, feels angry and doesn't want to join the party. The father's response to his son's return is the heart of this parable and offers us a powerful model for intercultural relationships. Without hesitation, he runs to embrace his son, crossing the physical and emotional distance between them. He doesn't wait for an apology or for his son to make amends. Instead, he takes the initiative in reconciliation, running to meet his son while he is still far off. In our intercultural relationship, we too many encounter situations where we feel wronged or misunderstood. The father's example challenges us to let go of our hurt and take the first step towards reconciliation, even when it's difficult. Second, look at the father's radical acceptance. He doesn't just forgive his son. He restores him fully to his place in the family. The robe, the ring, the sandals, these are all symbols of complete restoration. The father doesn't hold his son's past against him or put him on probation. He embraced him fully, immediately, and without reservation. How often do we hold back in our intercultural relationships, offering partial acceptance or maintaining an emotional distance? The Father's example calls us to a deeper, more complete embrace of those who are different from us. Third, consider the Father's celebration. He doesn't just quietly welcome his son home. He throws a grand party. This joyous response to reconciliation is a powerful image of what our church and community can be, a place where diversity is not just tolerated, but celebrated. Where the restoration of relationship is a cause for great joy. The father's actions towards the older son are equally instructive. When the older son refuses to join the celebration, the father doesn't miss his feelings or force him to participate. Instead, he goes out to him, listens to his grievances, and gently invites him to change his perspective. This teaches us the importance of patience and perseverance in building intercultural relationships, especially when faced with resistance or resentment. Last Friday afternoon, while I was having lunch, I watched American Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech at the National Convention on ABC News, unfortunately. I didn't know about that. Just while I was having lunch, just turn on the TV and there was him speaking. So that's really coincidence, but I watched him speaking something. One of the main focuses of his speech was illegal immigration, which was understandable given that it's one of the most divisive issues in American society today. However, his rhetoric seemed likely to foster misunderstanding and hostility towards law-abiding Asian people, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, and African immigrants who are peacefully living in the United States. And Trump also claimed that he survived an assassination attempt because God was on his side. If he truly considers himself a follower of Christ, where was the love and mercy of God in his speech? Where was the Father's love and forgiveness, reconciliation and restoration depicted in the parable of the prodigal son? I understand that the U.S. government is not a church, and Trump is not expected to speak like a church minister. Nevertheless, as someone living in America, one of the most culturally diverse countries in the world, and aspiring to lead it, Trump seems to lack any understanding of multiculturalism. His speech, which appeared to incite hatred towards immigrants simply to collect the votes, left me feeling disappointed and disheartened. My lunch was not delicious. As we reflect on this parable in light of Intercultural Neighboring Sunday, let's consider, how can we, like the Father, take the initiative in reaching out across cultural boundaries? What does it mean for us to offer complete restoration in our intercultural relationships? How can we celebrate diversity and reconciliation in our church and community? How can we patiently and persistently invite others to join in this celebration of diversity? The United Church in Australia has a beautiful vision of weaving together a future where diversity is cherished, unity is celebrated, and every thread of our communal tapestry resonates with the boundless love of Christ. This vision is embodied in the Father's actions in our parable, a home where all are welcomed, valued, and celebrated without reservation. As we go forth from this place today, let us carry the spirit of the prodigal son's father in our hearts. Let us offer forgiveness freely and reconciliation completely. Let us persist in inviting everyone to the table. And let us celebrate the beautiful tapestry of cultures that enrich our church and community. May we be bold in crossing boundaries, quick to forgive, and always guided by the thread of Christ's love as we weave together a more interconnected and harmonious world. Like the Father in the parable, may our love know no bounds, our forgiveness knows no limits, in our joy in reconciliation be abundant. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, guide us to embrace diversity as you embrace us all. Help us forgive freely, reconcile completely, and celebrate the rich tapestry of cultures in our community. May we, like the Father in the parable, offer unconditional love and acceptance across all boundaries. Let Christ's love weave us together in harmony, in unity. Amen.